I'll kind of paraphrase it. Matthew 16, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he asked them a question. He says, "Who do men say I am?" And they give him some answers. But Peter speaks, and he says, "You are the Christ. You're the Son of the living God." And Jesus says to him, "Right, you got it." I'm paraphrasing, you got it. You're right. On this rock, that revelation, the foundation, I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell should not prevail. In other words, I'm going to turn this world upside down with the church. It's the church that's going to reach this world. It's the church that's going to save people. I'm going to use the church. You caught it, Jesus. It's the church. I'm going to use the church. I'm not going to use a business. I'm not going to use some super business, Amazon or something like that, to save this world. I'm going to use the church. I'm not going to use some big power or politics. I'm not going to use some king or some president to save the world. I'm going to use the church. I'm not going to use an army, a captain or king, a general. I'm going to use the church to save this world. The church is us. Those who believe in Jesus, who claim he said, yes, Jesus is the Christ. He's the one. He's the one we follow. I'm going to use those people. Us. I'm going to use this little bitty church. Or churches, my kingdom, to change this world. That's what God's going to use. I've been talking about the church. I'm still on it. God is going to use us. The church. He's not going to use the other stuff. He's going to use the church. Now, in the Bible, it illustrates the church being the bride and Jesus as the bridegroom. And what's going to happen, there's going to come a time, the wedding is going to happen, and God's going to send it on, and the bride and the bridegroom are going to meet. They're going to meet together. And we who are Christians who believe in God, we're the bride. And the bridegroom is going to meet with us. Now let me say this about the bridegroom. The bridegroom, or the man, or Jesus, he got his act together. He's good. He's good to go. Everything is good about him. He's perfect. Ain't nothing wrong with him. Just like him. Hey, he's perfect, right? Oh, okay. Anyway, but nothing wrong. The man got his act together. Jesus has got his act together. What we're working on, or what God is working on, is the bride. Us. We got to get our act together. He's working on us. Because we're the church. And he's going to use us. He's going to be with us together. Us and Jesus. We're going to touch this world. So he's working on us. He's working on me. He's been working on me. Because he's trying to get me right to meet him. I just want to touch on a few things he's been working on. I'm the bride. And he wants me to be with him. And so he's working on some things. Let me tell you one of the things he's working on. Because he wants me right. He's working on my faithfulness. A good bride is faithful. Now, here's what I used to think when I first heard that word of faithful. I thought faithful meant, kind of like you hear people generally say, ride or die, I'm with you. And I thought, in my mind, I thought faithful meant you're perfect. Because Jesus is perfect. And so I got to do everything perfect. And so I thought it was perfection. And so if I'm faithful, I'm going to do everything. Because he does everything right, so I'm going to do everything right. And so I just kind of, and I said, okay. And I'm working on trying to be perfect. I'm trying to get my, I'm not going to say this. I'm not going to act like this. I'm not going to drink that. I'm not going to go here. And I'm going to act perfect, like Jesus is perfect. But I kept messing up. And I would mess up, and then the devil would beat me up, and I'd feel bad, and I'd feel discouraged. And I said, oh, I'm not faithful. And so I'll try again. Okay, God, and I'm going to try again. And then there was a time I kind of got a little faithful. I thought I was perfect for a little while. And when I got that perfection on me, I got real judgmental because I would look at other people and say, "Ooh, Jimmy, you ain't got it together. David, you ain't got it together." So I would kind of, I thought, but then God, as time went on, God would begin to show me myself and my mess. And I was like, "God, I want to be faithful," but and then God had to explain it to me, what faithfulness was, in another way. He said, "Dan, I don't want you to be perfect. I want you to be repentant. I want you to stay with me no matter what." And then I began to think, like, okay, I got you. Because I looked at King David. Remember David in the Bible? David wasn't perfect. And yet he was called a man after God's own heart. He was faithful. But what made him faithful? Was he faithful because he was perfect? No. He was faithful because he was repentant. Remember what it says in the Bible? A righteous man will fall 7 times, but he'll get back up. You remember the song? A saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up. Faithfulness is when I mess up, when God shows me my mess, I'll get back up and say, "God, I'll keep falling. Because you want to use me. I'm part of this church, this messed up person here. You want to use me. You could use business, you could use something else, but you want to use me. And so, I hang with you." There were 12 disciples. You remember when Jesus getting ready to die? There were 12 disciples. All of them messed up. Even the one John who loved Jesus. All of them messed up. All of them ran. All of them got scared. All of them turned their back on Jesus. Every last one of them messed up. 11 of them repented. They were faithful. They saw their sin. They messed up. They repented. They came back to Jesus. "Lord, I fell down. I'm getting back up." The 12th one could have kept back up, but he chose not to be faithful. He messed up just like everybody else messed up. Jesus would have took him too, because he died for him too, for Judas. Judas wasn't faithful. To be faithful, to be a faithful wife, God's man just repent. When you mess up, when I show you your sin, when you blow it, get back up. I need you to be a faithful wife, a faithful bride. Does that make sense? Faithful. I need you to be faithful. I need you to be forgiving. Forgiving. I need you to be a forgiving bride. If you're forgiving, we can roll together. We can make it together. Remember things in Matthew 18. Jesus is talking. Peter asked him, "How many times should we forgive people?" 7 times. And Jesus says, "No, 7 times 7. He goes on. And then he gives him a story. And he gives him a story about forgiveness. And he talks about a man owes 10,000 talents. Y'all remember that? And the man's getting ready to sell his family and everything, and he falls down and says, "I'll pay you back and forgive me." And the man forgives him. Then he goes out and finds somebody who owes him 100. And he goes off on the person and puts him in jail. Let me use it. I read this illustration. Let me use it. The guy that owed 100, let's say $100 back then, the guy who owed that much, if he would have worked six days a week for 4 months, he could have paid him back. He could have paid that debt off in 4 months. That's all it would have took. If that man would have said, "Hey, I'll give you 4 months and get it paid off." The man who would not listen to him, who owed 10,000 talents, let me explain this. He would have to, working 6 days a week, he would have had to work for 20 years to pay off one talent. He owed 10,000 talents. He would have had to work 20 years to pay off one tithe. In other words, he would have had to work 200,000 years to pay off the debt. You're dead. And he couldn't do it. God forgave him. And you won't forgive? That's what God is trying to say. That's how big our debt is. God's been dealing with me. Because I'll go to God and I'll say, God, you don't know how they hurt me. And God will say, man, you don't know how you hurt me. God, you don't know how they did me. They did me wrong. They were nasty. They stabbed me in the back. Man, you stabbed me in the back. God, they lied to me. Man, you have lied to me. And there's been times I wanted to hold on to unforgiveness. God won't let me. Or he'll just show me. You see how much you owe me? Forgiveness is like clothes or like a dress and perfume. When the bride comes before Jesus, she ought to look good and smell good. Unforgiveness stinks. Unforgiveness is an ugly dress. Jesus don't want that. Would you? The man standing there, he all clean and hooked up, got his tux on, got everything looking right, and then come ugly bride stinking. Come standing like, can I stand beside you? No. If you don't want it, Jesus don't want it. Faithfulness, repentance. Forgiving. Forgive. Last thing. Real quick. Faithfulness, forgiving. Fearful. Fearful. He's looking for a bride that's fearful. Let me explain. When I say fearful, I'm talking about respect. Again, I'll say it to you. I'll say it over and over and over. My dad. I put my dad in the Daddy Hall of Fame. My dad, he's number one. I love him. Love my dad. He did it. He did it right. He loves me. Right now, I ain't got nothing, no problem, no issue with my dad. I see my dad, I give him a hug, I tell him I love him. No problem, no issue at all. He's 81, gonna be soon 82. He is the man. Love him dearly. Love him. Respect him. I'm not scared, I'm not shaking the way he brought me up. Everything good. No problem whatsoever. But I know this, and he's 81 right now. If my dad tells me to do something, guess what? I will do it. No hesitation. No backing off. Full respect. I told you before, I remember I was 13. Dad just got back from Vietnam, and I don't know what happened. My mama yelled at me and said something to do something. I said, I ain't doing it. I yelled back at him. My dad just came back from Vietnam, so he was kind of a little weird right then. So he just came out of nowhere, like he came out of the bushes, out of the jungle. Came, got in front of my face, and he looked me in the eye. Son, if you ever yell at my wife, I'll kill you. Then he freaked me out. I was scared. I was doing like this. I'm all messed up.
The ninja.
I didn't want to mess with that. And I never yelled at mom again. You don't want to mess with God. Somebody who loves the Lord has respect for him. Yes, I'm disobedient. Yes, he'll tell me to go here and I'll go there. Yes, he'll tell me to do this and I'll do that. Yes, he'll tell me to shut up and I'll start talking. I will be disobedient, but I'll never be defiant. I'm never looking in the face and I'll do what I want to do. I'll never be disrespectful. Never. I know the power of God. This whole earth is in his hand. I'm gone just like that. I'll never be defiled. Am I disobedient? Yes. But I'm respectful. I understand who he is and his power. Once I get that, once I understand that and stick with these things like this, it's going to make me a good bride. That's what the Lord is looking for. Somebody who's faithful. Somebody who's forgiving. Somebody who's fearful. Is he working on you? Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all perfect. I'm sorry. Y'all already got it. Wow. He's been working on me, getting me there. I want to be right for him. Because he's going to use this church. Us. Remember, like I said, find you a church. I don't care what church it is. I don't care if it's here, there. I don't care. Find you a church. I don't care if it's big, small. Find the church. Because God is going to use the church to change this world. Not going to use business. Not going to use politics. Not going to use an army. He's going to use the church. Amen? Amen. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You're an awesome God. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, y'all be blessed.